The Czech papers carry reports this morning of last night's mafia-style killing of a controversial businessman linked to the multi-million crown food and chemicals conglomerate Setuza. František Mrázek, partner of another highly controversial entrepreneur, Tomáš Pita, was shot dead as he left his office in Prague. Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. So what do we know about this man, Mr. Mrázek, Rob?
Well, Peter, quite a bit. None of it good, at least if you believe what they're saying in the papers. The media are calling him a controversial businessman. Police claim he was actually the head of a substantial criminal underworld and one of the wealthiest men in the country.
OK, so how did he make all this money?
Well, it all started in the 1970s in socialist Czechoslovakia when he began selling electronic devices to Russia. After the fall of communism in 1989, he bought a brewery and became involved in the food industry. But the real controversy began in 2000 when he and his partners gained control of Setuza under suspicious circumstances after the collapse of the beleaguered IPB bank.
Okay, but I understand it doesn't end there.
Indeed, it doesn't. Mr. Mrázek is also close to a number of discredited politicians, including the disgraced former finance minister Ivo Svoboda, who is currently serving a prison sentence for fraud. He was believed to be involved in large-scale credit fraud and was also friends with the Israeli businessman Shlomo Alon, the father of Barak Alon, who cheated Komerční banka out of more than 8 billion crowns. The police were also investigating Mr. Mrázek in connection with a number of high-profile kidnappings and murders.
Okay, well, it all sounds very serious. Has anybody ever been brought to justice for these crimes?
No, it should be pointed out that he was never convicted of any of the above. He was, in fact, only convicted of one crime in 1986 when he received a suspended sentence for smuggling antiques.
OK, well, this, of course, comes at a very crucial time for the in the Setuza saga, doesn't it? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. František Mrázek was believed to be the brains and probably one of the owners of Český Olej, the group which controls Setuza. Setuza owes more than 4 billion crowns to the state-run bailout agency, the CKA, and the leading private equity agency, PPF, wants to buy that debt claim, but the state wants to transfer it to something called the Farming and Forestry Support and Guarantee Fund and therefore win a stake in Setuza. Media reports say at the time of Mr. Mrázek's death, he and Tomáš Pita, his business companion, were widely assumed to have fallen out over what to do with this debt.
It all sounds very complicated stuff, of course. You can listen to it again on the internet. I should remind you of that. Any clues as to who actually killed Mr. Mrázek?
No, not yet. All we know is what the police are saying. They say it looks like a professional hit job. He was killed with a single shot by a gunman from a distance, apparently using a sight. And there are no more details at the moment. But I think, Peter, it is safe to say that his killing will only reinforce popular opinion among Czechs that the business environment here can be a rather dangerous place in which to operate when so much money is involved.
Okay, thank you very much, Rob Cameron.